The cherry trees that frame the door to Bethan Seaside Cottage stretch out their branches so that their petals seem to kiss. Inside the cottage...
Gareth. Stop snoring, Gareth. You're supposed to be in the spare room.
Huh?
Bethan.
Morning, Diane.
Oh, shit.
Shall I tell you a tale of a quiet corner of Wales? In the village of Glandon, spring is raging. Nature consumes every building. The creepers and grasses grow at a rate never seen before. Down in the rugby pitch, the villagers are hard at work. They've no need to speak to know what they're building.
Morning, Diane.
Morning, Annie.
Where have you been?
I saw you going into Bethan's last night.
Yeah. We were just... Come on, downstairs. It may not be safe.
It's the rooks.
Oh, they've come through the roof.
Come on, Buck. It's okay. Careful. Hold on these hands.
Were you in bed? When it happened?
Yeah. Try and eat it with a spoon, Anwen.
Oh, I thought I heard voices on
there
the stairs.
There you go. Yeah, I couldn't sleep. Went for a walk.
Oh, but you said you were in bed.
I was in and out of bed. What does it matter where I was?
It's okay, Carriabach. Mummy's had a shock.
I'm going to Pete's. Promised we'd finalise the garden bench designs this morning.
But now?
Come on, Anwen.
Here we go. I'll drop you at nursery on the way.
But we have a rookery in our front bedroom, Diane.
Can't you deal with that?
Well, I'm not exactly...
Get someone to help?
Bethan's always good in a crisis, actually.
I think she's gone away for a few days. Car keys?
You're going to have to get a taxi, I'm afraid. The car's been impounded.
Sorry, what?
Sorry.
The one thing you had to do. Come on, Anwen. We're walking because Daddy's a failure.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Oh, Diane.
Up on the hill, Matty Evans waits for the kettle to boil.
Rocks nesting on a roof unheard of.
Well, technically, they're now in Diane's bedroom.
Diane's bedroom?
Yeah, well, lots of people have separate bedrooms nowadays. It's actually very good.
Poppycock. That your choice, was it?
It was a mutual decision.
Right, drink that. Daffodil and lava bread tea.
Oh.
Haven't been to the village for a while, but I hear it's gone to rack and ruin.
Oh, yeah, well, it's just that time of year, isn't it?
Your pub's shut. And you've got a rookery in your bedroom.
Yeah, well...
You're not sleeping in the same room as your wife, who, I hear, is spending more time with Roger Biddy's son than you.
Yeah, well...
That Fleur still living with you?
The thing is...
Been seeing much of her?
No more than any other person.
You need to know something. The seasons have an effect on us, but certain people... can also bring about change.
Fleur's not a bad person.
It's not about good or bad, Gareth.
Look, Matty, what am I going to do about these birds in the front bedroom?
Easy. Diane will have to sleep with you again. How's that for a novel idea?
Hello, Di. Are you in?
Fleur?
I washed your sheets.
They've gone. The rooks, how did you do it?
Easy. Rooks only hate one other bird. The owl.
So, you hide an owl to scare away the rooks?
No, but I do a pretty good impression of one.
Oh. You know, call me Top, but last night... I could have sworn that you turned into an owl.
Or maybe the owl turned into me.
Right. Listen, about that kiss.
Let's go fishing.
I feel I should tell Di about it, the kiss.
Well, it's up to you.
Well, I'm just warning you, just in case you see her.
Well, we all have our secrets, Gareth.
Yes, yes, but I'm married.
So is Diane.
What does that mean?
I'm going fishing with Bethan now. And you should come.
Oh, no. Bethan's away.
No, she isn't. I just saw her.
But Di said she'd gone away.
Yeah, well, like I say, we all have our secrets, Gareth.
And so, Gareth follows Fleur towards the sea, fishing. What's the worst that can happen?
How'd you get a hook in your lip? Showing off.
I did what you said.
I just need to get to the barb.
That's it, Bethan. Wiggle it.
Here we go.
Oh, my. That's why I never like fishing.
It's not fishing's fault.
Think how the fish feel.
That looks nasty.
Is it bleeding?
Just a bit.
No more kissing for you today.
Huh? Pardon?
Hold on.
Holy liver scar.
Hey, maybe you can grow the moustache back.
Oh, I hated it. She kissed me even less than she does now.
You two not,
Has she said anything to you about us?
Look, Gareth.
What?
Nothing.
Here we go. Press this against the cut.
What?
There, just take some in your mouth and just rub it on the inside of your lip.
What is it?
It's the best thing for a mouth injury. Salsola Cali. Prickly saltwort. Younger, don't you think?
Are you stirring?
I just want people to live lives they won't regret.
You don't know the pain this could...
Pain is limitless. Only by doing something can you end it.
Like, what are you going to do?
All creatures go to the same place. We are made of earth. We return to earth.
Bethan knows what she says is true. Everything we have in this world is only borrowed for a short time.
Oh, it's just what I needed, that. Oh, glad. A fishing hook, see?
You hate fishing? What possessed you to...
Don't ask. Why aren't you drinking?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I've missed you. Where have you been?
I met a woman who had her own van in Treco.
Oh, yeah, were you back?
And to see the doctor.
What about?
Can I tell you a secret?
Oh, no, Emlyn. It's not serious, is it?
I'm afraid it is, boy.
It's not?
Yes.
Oh, Emlyn, I can't lose you as well.
Come on, Gareth, don't worry. Soon clear up if I stop scratching.
What? Hold on. You got an STD?
Technically.
Bloody Nora, Emlyn. I thought you were dying.
My chickens have come home to roost.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's why I'm off the booze. Antibiotics.
Well, I mean, oh, good grief, man. Well, I'm glad you're back.
Why is the pub closed?
That is complicated.
Yeah, it looks like the roof's caved in.
Well, there was this rookery thing.
Oh. You know the best thing about being away, Gareth?
Coming home?
No. It gives you perspective. Grand Don has gone weird.
It's always been a bit weird.
Yeah, not this weird. It's post-apocalyptic out there.
Have you got any more?
Secrets?
No, cans.
They're in the bag. And Gareth sinks another can. On the playing field, Fleur watches as the thing that's being built is finished. While the villagers drift away to their homes, she begins her ritual.
The blackthorn and the bluebell, the blackthorn and the bluebell, help me to purify the village. To make it new again, destruction must reign. Destruction.
I just can't seem to get anything done, and me and Di have hardly said a word, and the car's been impounded by an Italian restaurant, and we're sleeping in separate beds.
Are you okay in there?
Yeah.
It's like we're brother and sister, but without any of the affection.
Why does nothing good last?
That's not the worst of it. Last night, I kissed Fleur.
Right.
I just couldn't stop myself, and then, you know, I think she turned into an owl.
Blodwyn, the shifter.
What are you on about?
Oh, give me one of those cans. Long ago, a young couple longed for a child, so the gods gave them a little girl, made out of flowers.
Right.
She was to be the May Queen, sent by the gods to help people celebrate the wonders of spring.
Mm.
The couple called her Blodwyn. She was a beauty to behold, a friend to all nature. But she was also a troublemaker and a seductress, led many a young man astray. So the gods only allowed Blodwyn to stay on Earth for 1 month a year. Every May Day, Blodwyn is forced to leave. And when she's here, the girl made of flowers can only live in the daylight. At night, she transforms into an owl and is forced to feed on all the things she loves.
Knock, knock.
Bethan.
Sitting in the dark.
Gareth forgot to pay the electricity bill. Mm.
That why the pub's shut.
Everything's falling apart.
I brought you something.
Oh, Bethan, I can't.
Just a mackerel. But, here's your cooker electric.
Sorry, I can't do this right now.
I can cook it if you...
Can you just go?
Well, it's just a fish.
It's not just a fish, is it?
And to celebrate the May Queen's time on Earth, every year a large effigy is built of an owl.
Right.
The villagers party all night. Oof, hedonistic stuff. Mm-hmm. It's the day when true love will out. Whoever you are with when the owl is set alight is who you will be with forever.
Why are you telling me this?
Have you been down the rugby field?
No.
You haven't seen the 30-foot wooden effigy of an owl, then? And as the sun dips down in the bay of Glan Don, the giant wooden owl stands proud in the twilight, its glowing eyes gazing out across the sea.